Well, as we heard in headlines, the Boulder County Commissioners voted yesterday to extend a moratorium on oil and gas drilling until March of next year. As KGNU's Ros Brown reports, the moratorium was welcome news to the overflow crowd, but many would like to see the commissioners take an even stronger stance.
Even before the meeting began, the outcome seemed clear. The three members of the Boulder County Commissioners would extend until March of next year a temporary moratorium on oil and gas drilling that they implemented in June. But that didn't stop more than 50 residents from testifying about why it was important. John Lamb lives a mile from a well in Lafayette. A non-smoker, Lamb recently had his blood tested at a medical lab for volatile organic compounds and learned his levels were abnormally high.
The reason I got this done, I'm an old guy, it doesn't matter much for me, but I'd like people to understand this is probably, if they get their children, could get their children tested, this is very likely that they're going to have the same kinds of results, especially children in the Boulder Valley School District that are close to, in Erie, for instance, that are close to wells. And of course, schools like Bella Romero and Greeley, they're 600 feet from 24 wells.
The moratorium came about after Senate Bill 181 was approved at the State House and signed by the governor. It prioritizes the protection of public safety, health, welfare, and the environment in the regulation of the oil and gas industry. The bill has allowed the county to temporarily stop the latest application from Crestone Peak Resources. Crestone wants to put at least 100 wells north of Erie, and two industry representatives addressed the commissioners. They argued against the ban and noted their willingness to work with local officials. But county resident Siobhan Blades wanted to know, what has the oil and gas industry done for us lately?
What has fracking done for Colorado? What has it done? I've been here 29 years. I can't find anything positive that it's done. People talk about the economy. It's 3% or less. And with subsidies and banning wells, probably less than that. They talk about the jobs, 1%. They're not producing jobs that are even in Colorado. They're bringing people from Wyoming and Texas. Illness, you know, toxins in our air, F air rating, bankruptcy, abandoned wells, lawsuits. When Boulder, Lafayette, and Longmont tried to pass a ban the first time, we got sued. So heating costs are up 60% over the last 20 years, and wells have gone up to, what, 55,000 plus now? Breach of contract in Broomfield. So they're not a really good partner in business.
Wes Wilson, a Denver resident of 40 years, traveled to Boulder to encourage the commissioners to act, saying they need to set an example.
We need to look to you commissioners to provide guidance to the state oil and gas commission and the health department. They're dragging their feet while they continue to allow this industry to emit. Consider that 90-day exemption that's now going on for operators to emit poisonous and toxic emissions until they have to implement controls. Well, this industry doesn't have the right to lower their operating costs at the expense of your county residents' health and their environment. That's simply toxic trespass.
Many attending called on the commissioners to pass the Climate Bill of Rights, while others said the climate crisis justifies a ban on fracking. County Commissioner Deb Gardner did not rule out considering that.
I don't think we're afraid to have a lawsuit. We certainly are involved in lots of them right now. So that part is not the part that stops us. It has stopped us in the past because we haven't found it to be the most effective tool that we may or may not have in our toolbox. And so we picked up our better tools first, but maybe it's time because of 181 to revisit. Is there any opportunity with this new law that creates a crack in their armor, if you will, that would give us an opportunity for that? So we should, I think, take some time to look at that.
Chair of the commissioners, Elise Jones, worried 9 months won't be long enough to write new regulations and said the moratorium could be extended again when it expires in March 2020.
One thing you can say about the oil and gas issue, I think this is the issue that unites Boulder County. It's very heartrending to hear all of the stories about asthma, leukemia, and cancer. We know that we are out of attainment with ozone. We know that one of the top sources of ozone precursors is the oil and gas, largely happening in Weld County. And we know from that what gets drilled in Weld County blows over here and we're breathing it. We understand your concerns. They're real and we share them.
Boulder County joins 7 other communities that have passed oil and gas moratoriums. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.